Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
You know how I love taking it away. Hello, it is the 95 BFM Small Top 10, the show within a show. I'm joined this evening by Sam. Hello, Sam.
Hi.
Oh, sorry.
I wasn't
joined by Sam. Sam, thanks for finally getting here. Oh my God, time.
I've been here since the show.
Couldn't hear you a second ago. So Sam, welcome to the show. So you've brought along a very thematically appropriate topic for this spooky, scary Halloween-een show.
Yeah, that's a complete accident. I don't really have many things to talk about. So Troll 2 is just like my go-to thing to talk about.
Okay, that's good. Well, I mean, you've mentioned it now, but just let's give it up the gravitas.
Sorry.
It deserves. What is the topic of your small top 10 tonight?
Okay, the topic of my small top 10 tonight will be my top 10 favorite facts about Troll 2.
Troll 2. Now, for the people out there listening who don't know what Troll 2 is, do you want to give a little overview?
Yeah, Troll 2 is probably the greatest example of 20th century filmmaking that I can think of that springs into my mind. It's a complete, it was regarded as being a complete disaster of a movie. Like, essentially the acting, the script writing, the prop design, everything about it is like F grade.
Okay, so it's like a Plan 9 from outer space deal.
Yeah, I mean,
says Amelia desperately trying to grasp for bad films people know about. So it's a Manos, the Hands of Fate scenario.
Yeah, something similar to that. Like, it's very just sort of so shit that it's good.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do we need to know anything else before we get into the facts?
No, because I can't help myself spoiling things. I'll give too much away. I'll just ramble on.
All right, here we go.
10.
Okay, I didn't put these in any particular order, so I'm going to choose them at random. One of my favorite facts about this is that the score was composed entirely on a Korg M1.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah. But, you know, somewhere, I think the score composed...
I mean, fancy/not fancy, like...
Well, the guy that composed the score kind of went on smoker at one point and just decided that to fill in some space. And I think it might be the intro track.
Yeah.
Is just one of the demo songs on the synthesizer.
Oh, what? Really?
Yep.
So when you press the button, that's like, this is what this keyboard sounds like.
Yep, that's exactly it. And then, you know, it plays a little tune, like piano sort of thing. And then they just sort of... Oh, I can't imagine dodging copyright by doing this, but just spit it up. And
well,
then...
I mean, mostly those songs are just like, you know, whatever out of copyright. It's like Yankee Doodle or...
Yeah. So that's fucking lazy. I love it. I love it.
I mean, the real tragedy is that they used an M1, but they didn't put any rave piano in it, which is, you know...
Yeah.
It's the...
Yeah, I mean, there's some really, really cool sounds on that in that score.
Hot soundtrack.
9.
Oh, hoo-hoo-y. All right, so the director, Claudio Fregasso.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. A little bit of a relish there on the Fregasso. I assume that, like, I'm sorry if anyone out there that's Italian is just, like, cringing right now, but he's an Italian film director that had actually some success in Italy directing art house films. But at the time, the Italian economy wasn't doing so great, and he kind of didn't have that many opportunities. He's like kind of like an indie film director, but he won a few awards.
I never would have expected that the guy who made Troll 2 was like a hardworking artsy up and comer.
No, he was. But then he, you know, he decided to leave Italy to pursue other opportunities.
Greener pastures.
But then he just ended up being one of those guys that was lurking around like backwater America and just trying to just like bang for buck. I'm pretty sure he got caught up in the porn scene for a while.
Nice.
And then Troll 2 was really his magnum opus, and that's where he but he thinks it's his greatest work. He thinks it's like a work of genius, and he like...
This sounds very like... This is reminding me a lot of like Showgirls. Like, this sounds like Paul Verhoeven.
Yeah, it's kind of sad because you see, like, you know, 1982, he directed some film, and he's like, yeah, promising young director. Then he's doing like
green splatter all over like a bunch of American teenagers who can barely say their lines.
Yeah, his whole thing though was to like direct the quintessential American horror story, and that's what Troll 2 attempts to do. But it's like through his like real warped manic perception of what middle America is. It's great. I think middle America might be scarier than what he thinks it is.
It's very Lynchian.
Eight.
Okay, now time to select another one from the list.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so the script was written in Italian and translated to the cast like as they went, scene by scene.
Well, so when they had the script, it was all in Italian and they had to just wait.
Well, they had a guy being like, yep, and so this scene is, this line is, you can't piss on hospitality. And they'd be like, really, what? Like, that's the line? Like, maybe you could change, and the director... the actors and like some of the like American crew and stuff would be like, oh, maybe a more natural way of saying this would be something like, you know, I can't think of an example.
Yeah, what?
But
hey,
like,
come on, Sam. What would be a more natural
I can't
way of saying
think
you
of
can't
a more
piss on
way.
Hospitality? It's a perfect line.
Yeah, it's a perfect line. That was what I was going to concede to and say. But he would just refuse to take on any tips. Like, he like honestly believed that every line that his wife actually wrote the script, but every line that she had penned in the screenplay was perfect and there was nothing wrong with it.
And it needed to be like Google translated as Google intended, like as the person standing there.
Yeah. So the cast actually had no idea what was happening. They had no idea of the script in general. They were given it scene by scene, and it was all given to them in like Italian, read to them in like broken English.
Yeah.
That's fine. But like, you know, they were more than happy to like cooperate and like work with the director, but the God complex thing kicked in, and
that's beautiful story about
Thanks.
Husband and wife team really getting things done.
Okay, so this isn't such a great fact, but like many of the actors in Troll 2 have since wiped it from their CV.
Oh really?
Yeah.
What happened to the hot vegetable witch?
The hot vegetable witch? Well, she's weirdly the mum of like one of the extras in the film, and I don't know what. How
you really know a lot about Troll 2.
I love this movie. This movie is like one of my favorite. It's my thing that I go to when I'm feeling really depressed and upset, and that's pretty common. I've watched this movie a lot, and I love it. I'm obsessed with it. It brings me into like a happiest frame of mind.
That's beautiful.
I mean, sometimes it doesn't bring me too far out of the sadness, but it's an incremental shift, and it's cool. But yeah, so yeah, they've all... She really didn't go on to do all that much, I don't think.
Okay.
The girl that played Holly White... is it Holly? I can't remember.
Immaterial.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. Holly, the actor Connie Young.
Yeah.
She went on to do a bunch of other stuff, but she's been recognized as being from Troll 2.
What, so people are like, hey, you're that girl from Troll 2? And she's
No. And it kind of
I think you've mistaken me for the sexy vegetable witch.
Honestly, the sexy vegetable witch is pretty cool.
You can tell what I found memorable about the film.
That's an on point scene. I watched it like what three days ago.
Yeah,
and I was just brimming, waiting for that scene to come. I was like, you will not believe, because you could not see it coming.
It's very out of nowhere. The memorable things I think about the film, for the people who haven't seen it, sexy vegetable witch, evil old people.
Who are the evil old people? Oh, the townsfolk.
Yeah, the townsfolk.
Yeah.
The word nilbog, and a lot of green.
Yeah, because like the green is the goblin's favorite color.
Yes, also it's not about trolls, it's about goblins.
Oh yeah, sorry, my bad. I'm giving it away. Anyway,
let's stick to the facts. I'm very sorry.
All right. Since we'll just follow on from there.
Okay.
All right. Now the fact: there are no trolls in Troll 2.
Yes.
Yeah. We kind of gave it away before, but
the first time I saw it, I spent the whole movie waiting for trolls. I was like, okay, here are all of these goblins, but where are the trolls?
Yeah, I mean, like, same thing when, like, I was watching the movie with people the other day. They were like, so wait, troll? And then I was like, oh, just disregard that. Like, don't even worry about it. Like,
oh, you fools. You're paying attention to the title. You've clearly not been to Troll 2 before.
Yeah, yeah. It makes you, like, reflecting on that, I feel incredibly arrogant. And like, oh, yeah, I know everything about Troll 2. But here I am, flexing, like, with my knowledge of Troll 2.
And on that note, should we play some music?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Number 5.
Your number 5 this evening is Unsanitary Napkin with Dildo Baggins.
Good band.
Protests at Waitangi against the Trans-Pacific Partnership reached climax today when Economic Development Minister Stephen Joyce was hit in the face with a sex toy.
And it's for raping our sovereignty.
Toked on opium and drank each other's wine. Nibbled peanuts, talked of penis, and premeditated crimes between the politics and the poems. Conversation stayed refined at Lisa's party. Lisa's party, having a real good time. A legendary film star smashed a glass when a fan guest at her age, ceiling open, feel the naked lady in a cage. Fire eater scorched his chin. Departed in a rage from Lisa's party. Lisa's party. Isn't it jolly fun? The artist bit a chicken's head off and laughed as he passed the rest around. Pieces quivered on their cocktail sticks, but were swallowed without a sound. Trampolinist jumped too high, came crashing to the ground. But Lisa's party, isn't it a whiz? But Lisa was the perfect hostess. Spread the cyanide in layers across a delicate mince pies. Told her guests a hint of almond, seem nice, but they all died.
You are back here on the 95BFM Top 10. That was Lisa's Party by the legendary Pink Dots. Before that, we had Unsanitary Napkin with Dildo Baggins. Huge shit.
Yeah, those are two top songs, eh? I really enjoyed both.
It's a great show tonight. And we are, of course, back in the small top 10 talking about Sam's Top 10 Troll 2 Facts.
Yeah, I've already had one complaint from my friend Tamara, who said that I didn't talk about the vegetable witch's eyebrows, which are pretty top.
Do you want to give a description?
It's just like the greatest example of overacting ever. Like, they're just like, it's. I mean, you can't see that bloody meter there. What's that called?
Decibel meter?
The decibel meter. That's going up and down as we speak. That's kind of like your eyebrows.
Dear listener, imagine a thing what goes up and down.
That
is what her eyebrows is like.
But not just up and down. Up and down heaps.
Like, if you go real hard on a seesaw.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Some kind of swings competition.
Swings?
Yeah.
Oh, swings are dangerous. I've had some good times. Well, I've had some good times on swings.
Oh my goodness. All
okay,
right.
Let's get back to the list. 5. Okay, so I'm going to talk about Don Packard, who played a very, a lot of people call this their favorite Troll 2 character.
Yep.
Store owner.
Ah, lovely. The wonderful store owner.
Yeah. So he kind of walks in and
they really put a lot of thought into the script.
He's like, comes across as being possessed, right? Yeah. Like, he's, you know, and like, you know, grumpy. His eyes are popping out of his skull. Turns out this guy was an actor. He was an artist in New York, and he'd
like Andy Warhol.
Get out.
Like Basquiat.
Oh, don't.
Sorry, continue.
He had a bad turn one day, and like a lot of us, like, his mental health sort of became compromised for a bunch of different reasons, and
starting to feel like I shouldn't have been laughing as much about the store owner. Okay.
Yeah. So he took some time out, and like, he was at a mental health care center.
Yeah.
So he was allowed out on day release and stuff, and he was, you know, he's going through a process of healing, and they allowed him out on day release. And so his agent was like,
I think I see where the story is going.
Yeah, his agent was like, oh, there's a film casting in the area. Like, maybe that would be good, get you back into acting. He was like, yeah, that sounds great. Turns out he has a fondness for dope, and dope, like, sort of, like, triggered his psychosis a bit.
Oh my goodness.
So, like, God, he's smoking heaps of dope. He winds up on this film set. He ends up shooting these scenes, and, like, you know, whatever they are, what they are. He sees them 20 years later, and he has no idea that he was in this movie. He's just like, what on earth am I doing here? He looks at himself, and he's like, oh shit, that's from when I was in like the hospital. And he's like, holy, you know, because you know when to recognize when you're unwell. He's like, that's not acting. He's like, I'm not acting. That's not how I act. I'm an actor. I know when I'm acting. This is me having like a psychotic episode on set.
Imagine going to the movies and seeing yourself in the film, and you'd be like, oh, that must have been, oh no.
A friend showed it to him apparently, and he's just like, no, not me. And then they're just like, yeah, you. And he's real shocked, eh? And it's kind of like a breach of, I think, duty of care.
Sounds a lot like a breach of duty of care.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, ensuring that everyone is like safe and happy and, you know, like just in a healthy environment.
And not
when you're making,
participating in a film without their awareness.
Yeah, that's always a no-go. Anyway.
All right.
4. All right, number 4. Oh, I haven't got many any left. Okay. So this one's like, again, I don't like this one so much, but like Connie Young, who plays Holly, improvised what is known as the Holly Dance. If you remember the dance in the mirror,
it's been a while, but yeah, vaguely.
It's just like everything bad in 80s, like every bad 80s dance move that you could throw together in a random order as well.
So when you say it's known as the Holly Dance, by who?
No, not by me. There are legions of Troll 2 fans out there in the world, and they learn this. Like, I haven't gone as far as some of them. They learn the Holly Dance and like do it at like, you know, screenings and shit. Like, it's pretty far out. But yeah, the Holly Dance is completely improvised, and she was like 13 or 14 when she did it. Probably thought it was, you know, remember what you were doing? What you were doing when you were you showed me some
like
of the records that you listened to.
How long until the Holly Dance ends up on Fortnite?
Fortnite? Come on, why are you asking me about Fortnite?
Should we move on to the next one?
I don't even.
Hey, if there are any Fortnite players out there, let me know if they've nicked the Holly Dance yet.
Yeah, please do.
Three.
Okay, so number three is the lead actor of the film. I didn't write his name down because I'm silly.
That's fine.
But he was so traumatized by like seeing his performance in the film when he was like 10, and then he got it for Christmas. He got it on VHS, and he was like, "Great, this awesome movie that I was in. Can't wait to show my friends." And even as a child, when he put it into the VHS player, he was like, "Oh." They fucked up.
What were his parents thinking? Were they like trying to teach him a lesson? He was like, "I'm gonna be a big movie star," and they're like, "That's no career for a son of mine. We'll show you." Put him in like the worst film. They must have met these like Italian filmmakers and like, "Oh, so what kind of script have you got for our son? You can have a look if you want."
Like, yeah, well, that's the thing. They didn't show people the script.
But why would I just? It's baffling to me.
Yeah, it's baffling
that someone let a 10-year-old be in this movie.
It's baffling for me that they didn't just like shoot one scene of it and go, "Oh, nah, that ain't it, chief." Like there are some movies and some things that people have made that just you just stop. You just stop. Like. I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, he made a great documentary about it when he was in his late 20s, like after he grew up and he was like, "Wow, that movie was really messed up." So he made a movie called Best Worst Movie, which is an incredibly watchable documentary film.
That sounds great.
It's wicked. It catches up with all of the cast. It follows on from where they were, talks about their experiences of being in the film, like how it feels to be recognized, and it just sort of humanizes all the people. And except for the director, he's like pretty out of the gate. So he like, you know, it's like his film at that point was the lowest rated film on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, wow.
And
he was still maintaining it was his masterpiece.
Yo, he was like, "I'm not messed up. The world is messed up."
Well, I mean, Troll 2 has a message, doesn't it? It's got, you know, themes and morals.
That's a fact that's coming up.
Segway!
Okay, that's not the fact that I'm gonna end it on that, I take back
the segue.
Alright, so the next fact is just simply the film is called Troll 2, right? We know, because we've been talking about
Yeah, we have been talking Troll about 2. That a little bit.
Okie doke. So not only are there no Troll 2s and trolls in Troll 2, there is actually two trolls.
There's not even one troll.
Yeah, there's not even a troll one. Well, there is, but it's made by another director, another production company with different actors, and it's completely unrelated.
So I actually had another friend who was obsessed with Troll 2.
They sound like a very, very good person.
They're doing okay. I hope you're all right out there, Tim. I think they live in Wellington now. Mm. But they got us all, me and some other people, to watch the original Troll because they were like, "This is it. I've seen Troll 2 like 8 times, and I need to see the movie that they were pretending to be a sequel to."
Yeah.
And it's very different and involves a magic door. It's like fine. It's like a kind of like a mid-range children's scary movie.
Yeah, I've heard it seems okay. It just seems like a bit of like a, you know, a by numbers sort of thing that they chucked out. But yeah, it's got no relationship.
No, it's not even at all. It's not. There are no thematic elements. It has troll. Troll one has trolls in it.
Yeah, yeah. And,
or a troll. And, it has one troll in it.
And our mate Claudio, he was living back in Italy at the time produced. He went to America and was just like, "Oh, I got this movie, but like, I don't know if it's gonna sell on the original premise of God." It was meant to be called Goblin or something, you know. And then he's like, "Ah, no. Sequels. They always do better than their successor."
Oh yeah, everyone loves sequels.
Yeah, so apparently he just assumed that if he called it Troll 2, that people would love it and they'd flock to it because the other troll had done so well.
I mean, I guess that's a very solid move for the 80s. I feel like nowadays you'd have to pretend it was a remake.
Like,
I'm doing a remake of this classic film Troll.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, like, why Troll 1, right? Like, it didn't...
It's not a popular film. Yeah, it didn't do very well.
Why wouldn't you... Like, at that... It was released... Troll 2 was released in 1990. At that point, you could have called it Terminator 2. And imagine if that's all we had is Terminator 2. How much cooler would Terminator 2 be?
I don't know. The Terminator 2 we have is pretty good.
I'd trade it for Troll 2B.
All right. Before we get to number one, do you have anything to plug, Sam? Do you want to send people anywhere? Do you have anything that you're selling? Maybe some music that you'd like to promote that you've made?
You told me to plug myself when we were off air.
Yeah, I've been trying to get you to plug yourself, but people just, they hate to do it on air or in private.
Yeah, all right. Like, I am at the moment working on an album that I'm recording. Well, I'm going to be recording with some friends of mine. I'm just demoing most of the stuff right now. I've got a bunch of tracks.
Yeah.
I've released one of them online.
It's hot.
Under the name of Scody Banks.
With a C or a K?
With a K. That's S-K-O-D-Y Banks.
Sick. And you can get that on Bandcamp, I think, right?
Yeah, it's completely free. You should not pay for it. I cannot stress how much you should not be paying. But yeah, no, that's me.
Sick. All right, I think we're ready.
Yeah.
Juan.
Oh, that's how it comes in.
Yeah, one. Yeah, yeah. There's no drum roll. Cool. Or anything.
Yeah. No, I was expecting fireworks. Well, but
the fact is its own, you know, fanfare.
All right, number one. This is a little plug. I'm gonna plug vegetarianism a little bit because you and I, you know, we're both vegetarians. I mean.
Yeah. Today I've revealed myself as both a goth and a vegetarian. Yeah.
Oh, did I just? Oh, you're a vegetarian.
No, I've talked about it before.
Oh,
it's
cool,
fine.
Cool. Yeah, I'm doing.
Don't reveal my other secret.
Who's that? anyway, so the Troll 2, what the premise of the film is about is it's just there to slander vegetarians.
Yep.
Yep. It's the troll or the goblins. Well, how the hell did I call them trolls? The goblins are vegetarian entities that like hate anyone that eats meat.
It's very topical. It's like what that guy who was like, if you don't eat meat, you're a traitor to New Zealand. That guy sucks. And he is a goblin from Troll 2.
Oh yeah, he's a goblin from Troll 2.
That was me being a shock jock. BFM doesn't endorse my views on that guy whose name I've forgotten.
Yeah, same. But Rosella Drudy, who is our man Claudio Fragasso's wife.
Yeah.
She had a couple of friends that became vegetarian and she found selecting restaurants to eat with them had to be fucking annoying.
Oh my god. What? Is this real? She really hated vegetarians.
This is real. She just hated vegetarians. She found them to be pretentious and like up themselves. And so then went and wrote a screenplay about it. She found them that annoying that she wrote a screenplay. And then it became known as the worst film of all time.
I mean, no one could ever accuse moi of being pretentious. or toi.
I don't mind. Like, it's cooler. I'm, like, happy to self-reflect if you want to call me pretentious or anything. Like, I'll take it on board. I'm not afraid of criticism.
Well, this has been a wonderful list. Would you like to introduce the song you've chosen to play us out?
Yeah, I just, I've been listening to this a little bit. It's from Men I Trust. It's called Porcelain. I haven't been able to listen to it at home because my flatmate has been sad and she was like, "This song's sad." So we've been watching drum covers of like Snarky Puppy and black metal bands.
Sick. Well, you can listen to it here.
To Mickey. Thank you.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.